a great idea for the show. Bob?
Bob's not here yet, Larry.
What do you mean? This is the part where I come in and say, Bob, I have an idea for the show. And Bob says, I'm kind of busy, Larry. And I say, yeah, but this is a great idea. And Bob says, okay, let's hear it. And then I tell him, and then we usually do something else. So where is he?
I don't know. Haven't seen him all day.
He'd better get here soon. We have nothing planned for the show tonight.
This isn't like him. He loves putting on shows. I suspect foul play.
What? You think Bob's been kidnapped?
Who's been kidnapped?
Bob. Bob's been kidnapped.
I don't think Bob's been...
Who would kidnap Bob? Space aliens.
Or worse, vegetarians.
We need to organize a search party. Red, round, last seen wearing nothing.
Hello?
Not now, Bob. We gotta find Bob.
Bob?
Bob, is it you?
We thought you were kidnapped by space vegetarians.
What?
Where have you been? You could have missed the show.
Yeah, the show.
Bob, are you all right?
Look at this.
Celebrating Guy Broccoli, host of the number one vegetable theater show, 10 years running. It's Guy Broccoli!
You mean the guy with the amazingly awesome theater across town?
On Guy Broccoli Drive, his own street.
We've got a theater too, Bob, and it's on a road.
Not our road. It's not even our theater.
But he has been doing his show for a long time.
If our show was the number one vegetable theater show, we'd get a lot more attention, and I could help a lot more kids. But all the attention goes to Guy Broccoli.
He's never missed a show in 10 years.
He never messes up.
We never mess up.
I'm trying to do something good, but I'm afraid we're never going to get the attention we need. Sometimes I think...
What, Bob?
I think maybe I should just give up.
What?
It's funny. That actually reminds me of a letter I just read.
Yeah? Is it from Guy Broccoli?
No, it's from a boy named Enrique. Enrique says, Dear Bob and Larry, I know God wants us to help others, so I've been raising money to buy toys for kids who don't have any. But it's taking forever. If I'm doing something good, shouldn't it go faster? I'm ready to give up. What should I do? Your friend, Enrique.
I'd say, Enrique, you should probably give up.
No, I think we need to talk about perseverance.
Perse-who?
Who can explain? Quick, before Mr. Nezzer comes in and says...
30 seconds to curtain, Bob. Hope you got something real inspiring.
I do not. I most definitely do not.
Say what?
Bob's having a hard day. But don't worry, we're all working on something together.
Okay, get out there. Show me what you got.
Oh, dear. Cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
For every age.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie Tales. It's the Veggie Tales Show.
So what is Percy Ose, what's it?
Perseverance. Not giving up when things get hard.
I tried it, didn't work. Besides, if I'm doing something good, shouldn't it go faster?
Perhaps if we did something to make a big splash, you know, to break through the clutter.
I could bring back the alligator. No.
Classic opera?
Not what kids are into these days.
Speaking of what kids are into, Jerry and I have been working on something big.
Yeah, super big.
What is it?
Well, what are kids into these days?
Light up shoes?
Toys that hatch out of eggs?
Suspenders?
No, hip-hop musicals about the founding fathers.
Hip-hop history.
Oh, yes, I read about this in the Times. Very popular. then we can stream it live on the internet so the whole world can see it.
Viral.
You know, that's not a bad idea. And then we could be big faster.
Larry, grab that laptop and get ready to start streaming.
Got it. Ready for streaming. What's streaming?
No idea.
Which founding father are we talking about?
Bob, you're about to find out. We know you've heard a lot about your favorite founding fathers.
So why should we describe another?
Tell me why we bother.
There's a man we should remember, maybe even thank him.
Put your hands together for Benjamin Franklin.
I was a diplomat, philosopher, a writer, politician, a printer, and a scientist. The others, they were wishing that they could do as much as me or have as big a brain. Don't believe me? Listen up, I'm gonna explain.
Don't believe him? Listen up, he's gonna explain.
I studied ocean currents and the growth of population. I started postal service for our brand new nation. The U of Pennsylvania, that was me. A new kind of spectacles you can see. I invented on the holidays, on Labor Day and Hanukkah. I even made an instrument, the glass harmonica. I'm printing up an almanac that everyone is reading. I'm helping with a revolution. Now we are succeeding. I'm working on the Constitution, just what we are needing. I'm also foreign minister to France and Sweden.
He's also foreign minister to France and Sweden.
Well, Washington was napping in his apple grove. I was working in the workshop on the Franklin stove.
Benjamin, we're looking for scrap metal for recycling. Are you throwing that away?
I'm not throwing away my potbelly stove. You can go back to your napping in your apple grove.
But he's not throwing away his potbelly stove.
Word.
All right. Sheesh. Keep it. When I'm rolling with my homies at a house party, I make a splash with my cash so everyone can see who's the dude on the $100 bill. It's me.
String and the key. Is there electricity in a bolt of lightning? Let's see.
Wait, what's happening now?
This is it, Bob. The big finish.
Viral.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
He's not throwing away his.
Bob?
Viral.
Bob, are you okay?
That was quite a jolt.
Where am I?
You're here with us, Bob, at the theater.
Oh, right. That was a serious stunt. Did we go viral?
Did it work? What are the numbers?
Oh, right, yes. The stream. Which button is it?
Oh, dear.
You didn't start the live stream? I just got struck by lightning, and you didn't start the live stream?
One more time?
This is exactly why Guy Broccoli is number one!
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Huh?
I am Guy Broccoli, number one vegetable stage star, 10 years running. Thanks for noticing.
Guy Broccoli, what are you doing in my theater?
Your leaf is on fire.
I'll help you, Bob! Here.
Yes. Well, it's a little embarrassing. I'm on my way to the Guy Broccoli Theater on Guy Broccoli Drive to warm up for tonight's show, and I just finished off my third latte. Double pump, half-calf, knee-high to the chai. It's my signature drink.
The Broccoli Special. I've tried it. It's really good.
Yes, it is. Anyway, I suddenly realized I need to use the restroom. Would it be possible to use your restroom, Bob? Then I'll be on my way. Haven't missed a show in 10 years, you know.
Sure you can use my bathroom. We wouldn't want you to miss your show.
You're the best, Bob. Well, the second best.
Bob, isn't that the broken door that won't open from the inside? Oh, you're right. He'll get stuck in there. Mr. Broccoli?
Yes, Bob?
Oh, nothing.
Right. I'll be out in a jiff.
Or maybe not.
Bob, what are you doing?
Hey, what's happening? Isn't that the broken door?
Yes, and Bob didn't even tell him.
Well, we're gonna let him out, right?
Sure we are. Just as soon as it's too late for him to make tonight's show.
Wait, what?
Why should Guy Broccoli be number one? Is he trying to help kids? No!
What's going on?
Bob trapped Guy Broccoli in the bathroom, and he's not letting him out until he misses his show tonight.
Bob, you said we need to persevere, so I'm persevering. Not quitting, just doing something not so good to make something good happen faster.
Not quitting isn't all God asks for, Bob. In the Bible, perseverance means never getting tired of doing good. We do things the right way, even if it's hard.
That's in the Bible?
I need to tell you a Bible story about a trip to the bathroom.
Excuse me?
Bob, Larry, Archibald, grab your costumes and meet me on stage.
What about Mr. Broccoli?
He'll be fine for a few minutes. This is important.
All right, then. Bible stories about bathrooms?
And now we take you back to ancient Israel, where Bob the Tomato has a TV interview with the one, the only, King David.
This is Bob the Tomato, here with David, King of Israel.
Well, technically, I'm not king yet.
This is Bob the Tomato, here with young David, shepherd boy.
No, I'm all grown up. God says I'm gonna be king. It just hasn't happened yet.
Well, did he say how long it's gonna be before...
They're coming! They're coming! Run! Run! Quick, quick! Get out of here! Stop running!
Can I ask who we're running from?
King Saul! We used to be friends, but now he wants to kill me!
What? Why does he want to kill you?
Long story. He and his army are on my trail. Whenever they show up, we gotta run! I think we lost them! We can stop here!
Right. Okay. Rolling. So, King David. Sorry, not yet King David. Are you excited about being king soon?
Oh, yeah. Super excited. I really think I can do a lot of good when I'm king.
Tell me about a few of your ideas for...
They're coming! They are coming!
What? This is ridiculous! How long have you been living like this?
Oh, about 5 years now.
5 years? And this is okay with you?
It's not my favorite. I'm just trying to do what's right. We can stop here.
If you're trying to do something good and it's not working, you can give up. Or maybe you can do things to make it go faster.
I guess so.
Even if those things maybe aren't always completely good?
What are you saying?
Someone is coming!
Everyone, hide!
It's King Saul!
He is alone, without his army.
I'll be right back! I just have to go to the bathroom!
They have bathrooms in the Bible?
He is headed for that cave.
Ah, a cave, right.
Not yet, King David. This is your chance.
I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Your chance to make things go faster. To become king.
Right. Faster. Wait. What are you saying he should do?
You can do so much good when you are king. You are tired of waiting, no?
If you are trying to do something good, sometimes you have to do things to make it go faster.
Even if those things are not so good. Right, Tomato?
Wait.
Maybe you're right.
No, I was talking about little not good things.
King Saul wants to kill you.
Sometimes you have to do things that are not so good.
To make the good happen faster.
Not yet, King David. I didn't mean you should...
Yes, two men went into the cave. How many would come out? Is it okay to do something bad to make something good happen faster?
I didn't say bad. I just said not so good.
And the difference is?
Well, it's just,
Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
Someone is coming! Hide!
What did you do? What did you do?
Shh! Get down! He's coming!
Who?
Shh!
Sorry that took so long. They were all out of paper towels. I had to dry my hands on my robe. Which now has a bigger hole in it. Where did that come from? Oh, well. Coming!
You didn't do anything bad?
I couldn't. God made Saul the king, and God can make Saul not the king whenever he wants. I don't want to give up on being king, but even more important, I don't want to give up on doing what's right.
But you could have sped things up.
By doing something bad, let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
Is that in the Bible? Did you cut his robe?
Yeah. I can show Saul that I could have done something bad, but I didn't. Maybe that'll help.
David could have done something bad and become king much faster, but he trusted God and God's timing. He didn't give up. He persevered in doing good and eventually became the best king Israel ever had.
I did? That's fantastic.
He just had to keep doing what was right?
He just had to keep doing what was right and trusting God. And everyone learned a great lesson that day. Right, Bob?
I wanna do good, but it's going too slow. Been working real hard, got nothing to show. I feel stuck in the ice like an Eskimo. Like I'm walking around the walls of Jericho.
God told David he was gonna be king. You'll get the robe, you'll get the royal ring. But years go by, he ain't king at all.
Instead, he's running for his life from old King Saul.
He might have got tired, he might have got bored. He might have said,
hey, excuse me, Lord. Would maybe this plan accelerate if I could do something that's not so great?
But instead he said,
you know what's best.
He didn't hurt Saul, he passed the test. It took some time, but now we sing.
'Cause Israel's got their very best king. So don't grow tired of doing good. No, don't give up. Do what you should. Trust in God, we're in His hands.
As even Bob now understands.
Don't grow tired of doing good. Trust in God, you know you should. And don't give up, keep doing right. 'Cause soon you'll see.
You want them faster.
You want to be a teacher or a nurse or a pastor.
Until that day is finally here.
In all good things, let's persevere. So don't grow tired of doing good.
Of doing good.
Be like David, he understood that God knows how our story ends.
And I left somebody stuck in the bathroom.
Hello? Hello? The door is stuck. Hello?
Mr. Broccoli, I'm so sorry.
The door seems to be stuck.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I hope you're not too late for your show.
No, I should be fine. But, you're out of paper towels.
And life imitates art.
Oh. Keep up the good work, Mr. Broccoli. Your show is really great.
And you too, Bob. You might want to fix that door.
Right. We will. Definitely. Well, I feel like I learned something really important today. Even if something good is taking a long, long time, I can persevere. I can keep going because I trust God's timing.
So, Enrique, even though it's hard sometimes, keep trying to help people. It's worth it.
If only we had a voice about this.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Not to fear, Tomato. Your verse angel is here.
Thank you, verse angel. I'm glad you persevered.
Cute, Larry. Let's see. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6, 9. That was in the Bible. Who knew? It can be tempting to give up or to do things that aren't so good if they'll make our plans happen faster.
But we can trust God's timing and keep on doing what's right, no matter what. So, you're gonna keep doing the show?
I'm gonna keep doing the show. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye!
Thank you.